judge says he can't do that. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge in Texas has struck down President Biden's plan to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt, saying the program violates the Constitution.
In a 26-page ruling, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman writes that it is, quote, an unconstitutional exercise of Congress legislative power. The judge going on to say no one can plausibly deny that it's either one of the largest delegations of legislative power to the executive branch or one of the largest exercises of legislative power without congressional authority in the history of the United States.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty in a statement, the White House says it disagrees and that the Justice Department has already begun an appeal of the ruling. The administration was already under court orders not to process any student debt forgiveness applications. President Biden still celebrating better than expected midterm election results, telling a Democrat Party event in Washington Thursday.
For months and months, all of you heard from the press and the pundits was that Democrats are facing the disaster. Remember that? And all those polls, God love them. You know, historic losses were on the way, a giant red wave. Folks, that didn't happen.
The president is aboard Air Force One at this hour, en route to Egypt at a UN climate conference. The remnants of Hurricane Nicole, now a tropical depression, moving through Georgia, but still potentially dangerous.
A lot of the thunderstorms have been approaching the coast and then weakening as they move inland. But we do at least expect that there will be some chance for a few tornadoes in the early morning hours and then continuing on in through the day on Friday.
Meteorologist Jeremy Graham at the National Weather Service, parts of North and South Carolina are under a tornado watch until 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Five deaths in Florida are blamed on what had been Hurricane Nicole. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A winner has been declared. In another House race, Arizona's 2nd Congressional District goes red as Republican Eli Crane unseats three-term incumbent Democrat Congressman Tom O'Halloran. The GOP is now within 7 seats of taking the majority in the House. No decisions yet in the Senate races in Nevada or in Arizona, where state election officials say the counting could continue until early next week. A lawsuit against the Navy over the tap water tainted by jet fuel in Hawaii is growing.
More than 24 families have joined the suit, accusing the Navy of making them sick from the jet fuel which leaked into their homes. A fuel storage facility in the hills above Pearl Harbor leaked into the Navy's tap water system last year, making nearly 6,000 people sick, mostly those living in military housing. The lawsuit claims the Navy says families are not sick from the exposure to the fuel. The suit was initially filed in August by 4 families who claim the Navy hasn't fully disclosed the scope of the contamination and hasn't provided appropriate medical care to those who are sick. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
The U.S. marks Veterans Day on Friday, honoring those who've served in uniform. The Marine Corps on Thursday, marking its birthday.
The Marine Corps Band celebrated 247 years of the service branch's founding.
We commemorate all the Marines who came before us. We celebrate all the Marines who are yet to come.
Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, General David Berger, hosting a wreath-laying ceremony at the United States Marine Corps War Memorial. The Marine Corps was established by a resolution in 1775 from the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia. Another popular tradition on the Marine Corps birthday, a cake-cutting ceremony where the cake is sliced with a Mameluke sword, which represents the branch's first overseas expedition. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.